For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's show. It is your girl, Stadium Steffi, and I am here with the Astros Baseball Podcast to recap a really awesome game against the Texas Rangers. Definitely an exciting one for all of Houston, I think, today, especially the folks out at that game. Man, what a night. I don't even know where to start. Today was quite the crazy day in Astros news. Honestly, before the game even started, obviously, the first thing we need to talk about today, Ronel Blanco is our AL Player of the Week. Such an incredible moment for Ronel Blanco. Obviously, one of those guys who we didn't really even know was going to make the rotation until very late in spring training, getting that nod at the Space Cowboys game over at Minute Maid Park just a few days before the season started. And now he had obviously a no-hitter last week, had a no-hit bid almost through a second no-hitter, 2 days ago. It's just been insane to see what this guy's been doing. And obviously the MLB has taken notice. So honestly, huge congrats to Ronel Blanco for getting that AL Player of the Week nod. Obviously, super exciting for the team and super exciting for a guy who has just probably had the best 2 weeks of his life welcoming in his baby and then having a no-hitter and now the AL Player of the Week nod. Also, you guys, do not forget, please send in comments, send in questions. Obviously, since it's just me today, it's going to be a little bit different of a show. So the more comments and excitement we get from you guys, the better. Obviously, always happy to throw those up so we can answer them live and in person. And plus, I just love hearing y'all's comments and seeing what y'all have to say. So yeah, super exciting with Ronel Blanco getting that AL Player of the Week. In other Astros news today, obviously, before the game started, we got some news that Framber Valdez was going to be scratched. I know everyone was super nervous about it. Obviously, I was very nervous about it as well. Then Joe Espada, Dana Brown coming out to really give us that news that Framber obviously was going through some soreness in his elbow. Anytime you hear that, it's always kind of a cause for concern. Definitely hoping that with him being in Houston, that all is well and that they find out that it's maybe something a little more minor. I know they mentioned possibly getting an MRI. So it's going to be interesting to see what updates we get in the upcoming days for Framber Valdez. And obviously hoping for the best for him and hoping we get him back soon. But anytime you're dealing with those elbow injuries, it's definitely something you got to take serious and definitely something that you really need to make sure that you're staying on top of and you're not overexerting that elbow and turning it into a bigger issue. Obviously, one big thing right now that I know that we have been going through just in the league as a whole, huge uptick in pitchers' injuries this season. For those of y'all who follow me on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, one big thing this year has been those pitcher injuries. A lot of people blaming it on the change in the pitch clock. I personally wasn't a huge fan of the pitch clock to begin with because I kind of like the cat and mouse game of the pitcher and the hitter obviously going through kind of all of the motions. I like them kind of playing a little bit. But obviously for the game, the commissioner wants to make it to where it's easier for more people to watch and all of those things. But you kind of wonder and think about taking it into account of what is that doing to your pitchers in rushing their process. I did watch a really great video where Justin Verlander talked a lot. And if you saw me, I retweeted that video earlier. So make sure you go check it out. Stadium Steffi on X. I retweeted it a little bit earlier today, but he really dives into all of the different things that have been going on in just the past few years. Things going from, you know, the balls getting changed in the 2016 season and how it was just, you see, like, it's a lot more of a ball that's going to take off and fly compared to the ones that used to be used. But he talks about how there's just a multitude of things that are really changing in the game. You see pitchers really trying to throw at higher velocities. You're seeing guys not go as deep into the games. And in his perspective, it definitely seems like it is just a whole lot of things going on there that are possibly kind of adding to those injuries. And we have our first comment of the day from the one and only Ron Fontenot, saying pitch clock, thumbs down. I am with you on that, Rob. I've never been a huge fan of the pitch clock, not even because of the pitcher injuries, although now that's adding to my disdain for it quite a bit. I think, like JV talked about, it's not just one thing that is causing this uptick in pitchers' injuries. He also talked about how everything that is happening in the MLB with pitchers right now, it all has a trickle-down effect. If we have all of these guys who are sitting there trying to throw hard and that's their game and that's how they roll, it's going to go down to the minor leagues. And then from the minor leagues, it's going to go to college. And from college, it's going to go to the little league guys. And he talked about how you're seeing so many more kids now who are going into these like velocity trainings at 10 years old. And he talks about, you know, that's not how he did it when he was growing up. And it was all about going deep into games. And he talked a little bit about the analytics too, and how obviously third time through the lineup, a lot of times you're going to get hit a lot more because the batter's seen what you've been able to do for two other at bats. And so it was definitely interesting to see his perspective on that. I think he gave a very well-rounded answer. It wasn't like, hey, yeah, let's blame the pitch clock for everything. It's, hey, yeah, the pitch clock probably has something to do with it. The velocity that pitchers are throwing has something to do with it. The fact that it's how hard you throw and not how deep you can go into a game anymore obviously has a big thing to do with it as well. So it was interesting listening to that. If you haven't given it a listen, definitely make sure you go find that video. Because again, it was really interesting to get Justin Verlander's perspective on kind of this, what he called an epidemic of pitcher injuries. This season especially, and you're seeing it with a lot of key pitchers on some really big teams. So definitely an interesting listen if you want to go and check that out. Like I said, I retweeted it earlier, or I don't know, reposted it. I don't know. X is weird. But yeah, so definitely a good one there. So you guys, we are going to do a recap of today's Astros versus Rangers game. What a crazy game. Obviously, we had Henley coming in for his first start in the MLB. And it's one of those things where you wonder a little bit, you know, did they kind of call this guy up just because, you know, he's kind of like an easy person to put out there. And like, maybe you're not trying to run up some of these other guys, you know, options and things like that. You're not trying to make them run out of those too early. But obviously he had a very rough start, giving up 5 runs in like a third of an inning. So poor Henley, I felt a little bad for him out there. And especially too, when you're going up against a lineup like the Rangers, you know, people may want to say that the Rangers aren't that great. I think they're a really good team. I think they have an incredible lineup this year. I think that it's going to be a huge battle between the Astros and the Rangers. Obviously, I always feel like we're going to come out on top when it comes to the actual end of the season. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how the rivalry continues to play out. But yeah, it's definitely no small feat to go against a team like that in your first major league start. So Henley, again, rough start in that third of an inning. But then Seth Martinez came in and just absolutely stepped up for 3 2/3 innings, really slowing it down, slowing down the pace of the game, getting things back on track. And man, he was just absolutely masterful. One hit, two strikeouts.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really incredible game pitched by Seth Martinez. And one of the great things, too, that we saw today is the Astros bats finally coming alive. I think we've seen it in some of these other games where we had the lead early, we gave up the lead, and then kind of got nothing for it. And this was not that same team today. This team really stepped up. They were hitting the ball. They were getting on base. We had some really incredible performances by Yordan and Bregman, both of them getting three hits in today's game, which was so awesome to see, especially for Bregman, who I was looking at Brian McTaggart's tweets earlier, had six hits coming into this game and had three hits alone today. So incredible stuff there. Rob with another comment, the magic man, absolutely. Seth Martinez was, God, I don't even know. He was the Houdini on the mound today, because, man, the way he held it down for this team, the way he got them back on track was incredible. It was just really good to see this team coming alive. This team really not letting the game go. And then you have Victor Caratini coming in with a three-run homer in the fifth, really putting this game away. You also had, obviously, Kyle Tucker, who got some runs in with a two-run single. And, God, just some really incredible performances today that, man, it was awesome to see. I think this is the Astros team that we're used to seeing. We're used to seeing an Astros team who really fights for it, and they don't let getting behind get to them. You see guys really stepping up today, and honestly, it was awesome to see them fight back instead of kind of having a little bit of a rougher time like they had for some of those games against the Yankees. Obviously, that sweep, there were so many opportunities where the Astros could have won those games and just kind of fizzled out. So also, too, shout out to the bullpen for holding it down so hard today. Obviously, we had Taylor Scott come in, Belak, and Brian Abreu all closing the door on the Rangers, who, again, have a really incredible lineup, and they can be a force. You know, it's really crazy, but they could definitely make you work for it. So it was awesome to see the team come together today and really make a game that could have gotten very quickly away from them, turn it around, and we saw the Astros that we're used to seeing. So today's game was really incredible, and I think that there was so many good things about this game. We finally have signs of life, folks, and that is huge. So super exciting stuff today. Just a really incredible game. And I think anytime you can take either the series or you can split the series against the Rangers when you're in their house is always a good thing. The one thing I will note, obviously, the Astros scored 10 runs today. So I am going to keep my expectations not too crazy for tomorrow because I think at this point we all know about the Astros 10-run curse, but hopefully they break it tomorrow. And hopefully that's not an issue and we can have some really good things coming out of this lineup again tomorrow against Kansas City. So now we will get to our Ram Shirts player of the game. I mean, I think for this one, you absolutely have to give it to Seth Martinez, the magic man. Without him coming in and taking over and really just being as cool, calm, and collected as he could be, I don't think the Astros win this game. Again, there was so much opportunity for this game to get away from this team. Seth closed it down. He held it down for 3 2/3 innings, obviously with that long relief today, which also saved us from having to go even deeper into the bullpen than we did. So I think Seth Martinez, you really have to give him the player of the game today. And folks, do not forget, all month long, we will be doing our Astros player of the game brought to you by Ram Shirts. And send in your own player of the game to astrosbaseballpodcast@gmail.com for a chance to win a shirt from Rams shirt. So do not forget to send in your votes to be entered in to win. And we will be picking a winner at the end of the month. So get excited. You could win a free shirt from Rams shirts. And it looks like we have another comment from Rob. That was my vote. I mean, honestly, too, you could give it to Yordan. I think Yordan was incredible today. Alex Bregman was incredible today. You got Kyle Tucker coming up clutch, Caratini. There was just so many guys who did really well today. But, you know, Seth Martinez, he was the guy who got us over that hump. When, again, 5 runs in the first inning, that can be scary when you're playing against a team like the Rangers, who obviously they have played very well in this series against us. And so for him to be able to shut the door on that, to get us through and to really help this team over that hump to make sure that we had a chance at winning, it was amazing. So how do you not give it to Seth Martinez at this point? The magic man himself. Again, like I said, I think he's the Houdini of this team as of today. So next up, you guys, the Astros are going to be headed to Kansas City to play the Royals in a 3-game series from Tuesday to Thursday. We're going to have some very interesting pitching matchups. And let me see if I can pull them up because I had them up and then my screen changed. So it looks like tomorrow it is going to be Javier against Reagans. And then we have Hunter Brown against Lugo on Wednesday. And then JP France against Singer on Thursday. Thursday is going to be a 1 o'clock game, so make sure that you are ready for some lunchtime baseball on Thursday. And that is all before the Astros come back home to play the Rangers in a 3-game set at Minute Maid Park. One thing I will say too, Astros fans always travel so well. And even today, you know, listening to the game, you could hear the crowd, you could hear the excitement when they started going up. On that Yordan homer, I think you heard him probably almost the loudest, which was incredible. So to any of the fans who are living up in Arlington or in the Dallas area, any of the fans who traveled from Houston to be at that game today, y'all showed out so well. It was awesome to see such excitement from really the fans in the stands. And so it's exciting stuff. And then you guys, for my final thoughts, obviously, it was really incredible to take 2 of 4 from the Rangers to split that series. I think that we are starting to see the Astros finally hit their stride. Something that Jeff and I talked a lot about yesterday is this team isn't going to be down and out forever. I think I have seen, I mean, I worked for the 2013 Astros. That was my first job in professional, well, Major League Baseball. Working for the 2013 Astros and trying to sell tickets for that team. We are not there. This team is full of so much talent. We have an incredible lineup. We have really good starting pitching that's only going to get better as some of these injuries obviously start to heal. We start getting guys back. And honestly, I feel like it's going to cause a pretty huge logjam in some of that pitching where you have to really evaluate who's going to be on the starting roster or the starting rotation and who's going to have to go to the bullpen. And then who are you pulling from the bullpen to send down? So it's a great problem to have for the Astros. I'm definitely not mad at it by any means. And I'm definitely excited to see what this team can do. I think games like this build your confidence so much, and confidence is key. If they can keep rolling, keep on this streak, and if these starting pitchers can continue to do their job, if our relief, who I know we've had a little bit of the struggles with the relief, that's been the primary issue thus far with letting games kind of get away after we're ahead. So if the relief can have games like they had today, and yesterday where they really shut it down, I think we're going to be in a really good spot. So definitely excited to see what we can do in Kansas City. Excited for this weekend against the Rangers. I will be there. I hope to see you guys there. And if anyone has any other comments, questions, please send them in the chat. Otherwise, we are headed out. Well, I'm headed out since this was a solo show today. So obviously a lot shorter, but hey, we still got through almost 20 minutes. So that's pretty cool. But you guys, thank you so much for such an amazing day. Let's go Astros, and let's see what we can do in Kansas City. All right, you guys have a great night. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.